Welcome back. I trust God is blessing you richly. The ripple effect. I've learned so much from the comments of our pastors and evangelists here. And I pray God will continue to increase his grace upon them. And I'm talking about William Branham bringing nothing new. I would love to share this fact with the bride of Christ around the world. The seven seals was preached by Clarence Larkins in the year 1889. In the sermon, it's actually a book, the book of Revelations. It was later preached by Branham in 1963. The sermon topic, the seven seals. Then going on to the seven church ages, this is necessary because we want to prove to you that William Branham did not bring anything new. The seven church ages was preached by Clarence Larkins in the year 1889 also. It's in the same book, the book of Revelations. It was preached by Branham in 1960 by the same title, Seven Church Ages. And you could see that it was completely word for word. Branham quoted him, cited him. It is what is called in the secular world, plagiarism. But we don't want to call it that because all revelations come from the Holy Ghost.
That's right.
The future home of the heavenly bridegroom and the earthly bride was preached by Clarence Larkins in 1889. The same book of Revelations. It was preached by William Branham in 1964 by the title Future Home. Many of us know that sermon. Daniel 70 Weeks was preached by Clarence Larkins in 1918 in the sermon, not just a sermon, in a book, the book of Daniel. It was preached by Brother Branham in 1961 as Daniel 70 Weeks. So the revelation of Daniel 70 Weeks did not come from William Branham. The revelation of the seven seals, the seven church ages, did not come from William Branham. Going on, a very popular sermon, The Thinking Man's Filter, was preached by Billy Graham in the year 1960. It was later preached by Brother Branham with the same title in 1965. The Thinking Man's Filter. It was not Brother Branham that preached it first. It was Billy Graham in 1960. If we move on and on, there are several other things. The Antichrist. Branham was not the one that brought all the revelations about the Antichrist. Aesop to Babylon. The book was written in the year 1858 by Alexander Aesop. And from the writings of Ellen G. White in 1888. And you discover that Brother Branham always referred to this. Always. Aesop to Babylon and Ellen G. White. As the Eagle's Tears and Nest was not preached first by William Branham. It was preached by C.L. Franklin in 1953. C.L. Franklin was a black man, but it was popularized by Branham to a white audience in 1959. So Branham was not the originator of that sermon. Oneness and water baptism in Jesus' name did not come from William Branham. Sure. He was not the one that restored it. Sure. Garfield Thomas preached oneness in 1913. In fact, some historians say that Charles Parham, the early founder of Pentecostalism, the one that pastored William Seymour. Charles Parham was a white man. Under his ministry, William Seymour grew and understood Pentecostalism before William Seymour went to California and God sent down the revival. Some historians argue that Charles Parham preached oneness and water baptism in Jesus' name as early as 1903. But for the purpose of knowledge, and for the history that we can vouch for, Garfield Thomas preached it in 1913. Oneness and water baptism in Jesus' name did not come from William Branham. And then the serpent seed doctrine, Brother Branham was not the one that brought it. Valentinus, Philip, early church fathers preached the serpent seed doctrine between AD 100 to AD 160. And then it was also popularized by some other teachers, A.L. Toten, Russell Kessel Carter, and many more. All these were before William Branham was born. So let us notice that William Branham did not bring anything new. That's to concur with the words of our guests, Pastor Smart, Pastor Zui, and Evangelist Chinedu. Thank you so much, sir. Now, still talking about the ripple effect. Brother Moses came up and said there are only two dispensations. Another wala. So what has been the effect on that?
Yes, of a truth. You see, when we study the Bible, we are the followers of the ministry of Brother Moses. We are the followers of his ministry. So he received from God, show us, and like the Berean Christian, we go back to look at those things he've said.
That's right.
So before now, he himself has been speaking from what he received from the fathers in the end time message.
That's right.
And he decided now, like the Berean Christian, to actually look at those things they've been saying, if it is so in the scriptures. And that is what he brought to the scriptures about the dispensations. And he saw actually that there are only two dispensations, like John told us in the book of John chapter 1, verse 17. Let's see that.
John chapter 1 and verse 17. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ.
Okay. So about Moses, it is well settled. Nobody is arguing if there are any other dispensational prophets to Moses. Nobody is arguing that. They believe that Moses is a dispensational prophet. We just have the minor and the major prophets that are also preaching what Moses has laid down. Now, Moses is gone. Jesus himself is here. As a prophet to the grace age, Moses was a prophet to law. And he came now to tell us, no, there is something better than law. And he brought to us. So we see when Moses led the people, Joshua completed that journey. Now, Jesus led the people. The Holy Spirit completed the journey. So where are we going to fit Brother Abraham in this very angle? Let us look at the book of Exodus.
Exodus
23, let's read 20 to 22.
Exodus chapter 23, verse 20 to 22. Behold, I send an angel before thee to keep thee in the way and to bring thee into the place which I have prepared. Beware of him and obey his voice. Provoke him not, for he will not pardon your transgressions, for my name is in him. But if thou shalt indeed obey his voice and do all that I speak, then will I be an enemy unto thy enemy, and an adversary unto thy adversaries. For my angel shall go before thee, and bring thee in unto the Amorites, the Hittites, the Perizzites.
Thank you. When you look at this, you see also this very scripture is a prophecy. Talking about, he said, to the place I have prepared for you. So in the Gentiles church, Jesus has prepared the place. The angel is to bring us to the place Jesus have prepared. And take note. He said, take note that you provoke not the angel. The angel doesn't pardon. And that was why Jesus was saying, if you sin against the Son of Man, it will be forgiven. But when you sin against the Holy Ghost, it is not going to be pardoned. That is the ministry here of Jesus and the ministry of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
So
Amen.
In all the places we've seen dispensational move, we've seen the mover, Moses, and the completer, Joshua. We've seen Jesus, the preparer, and the Holy Ghost that brings the people to the place.
No man in between.
So
I think one of the reasons why they keep emphasizing this position is so that they will give to William Branham, you know, a title.
Portion.
You hear titles like prophet, messenger,
prophet.
So there is nothing in the scripture that calls anybody a prophet messenger. Those things were just coined.
Or the voice of God to this generation.
The voice of God. Who is the voice of God to this generation?
But I love the analysis of Pastor Smart. It is Christ and the Holy Ghost.
And the Holy Ghost.
That means it's just like how they say God. God takes His workers, but His work continues.
His work continues.
If the Spirit comes on Simon, comes on Bram. Bram is no longer here. God's work
must continue.
The light progresses.
It must continue. Yeah. So the truth of them factoring Brother Bram as a dispensational messenger is really a blasphemy
against the Holy Ghost,
because that is the office of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
So you are trying to, in one of our business platforms, somebody posted that money worth leads to freedom. And I said, no, you are insulting my Jesus with words. Because the only true freedom is through Jesus. So what these people are trying to inculcate is to share the glory of what the Holy Spirit have done with a mortal man. And it's in fact, it's treason.
We are trying to face Brother Branham into it. To start with, even if we look at that word dispensation, you know, if you look at that word dispensation, it's just like you are speaking of maybe an event or an activity or probably a happening that divides God's work or his purpose or his agenda towards mankind in different parts or period of time. And there is something also we have to look at. If we are looking at this word dispensation, we have to understand that there is, let's look at the compound word, the dispensation and a dispensation. You know, there is a difference. When you bring it into the scripture, you should see that there is a difference between the dispensation and a dispensation.
Man.
You know, okay, for example, there is a scripture. What are the scriptures this people use? There are scriptures they would want to use to fix in Brother Branham into. One of it that they try to use is Matthew chapter 21.
Matthew 21.
21, 43.
Matthew chapter 21, verse 43.
43. Matthew chapter 21, verse 43.
It says, therefore say I unto you, the kingdom of God shall be taken from you and given to a nation, bringing forth the fruit thereof.
Bringing forth the fruit thereof. And they try to attribute, you know, that... of course, we know that the kingdom that was taken from the Jews, handed over to the Gentiles, are trying. They try to fix in Brother Branham here that he is the prophet messenger to the Gentiles. That the kingdom, you know, is the transition of the gospel to the Gentiles. But if you look at this, first of all, let's not go into it because we'll kill time. But you see that this is a parable. If you read from verse 33, you see that's where right. The parable started.
That's right.
You know, the Lord Jesus Christ. And if you begin to speak, the Lord did not say, in all of this parable, God began to send messengers. He did not say, my servant. He said, servants.
That's right.
Even if you go to chapter 22, there is another parable living of the wedding feast.
That's right.
And Christ, in fact, this parable in verse 22 of the wedding feast speaks more of this age of grace.
That's right.
And let's see it.
Like in verse 7, okay. Then verse 8 of Matthew 22, then said he to his
servants.
To his servants.
Plural.
Plural. Not a man. There is not, you know, he said servants. So we really have to, and to start with, even if you speak of this scripture, Matthew 21:43, speaking of how the kingdom was transited to the Gentiles.
It's Apostle Paul.
Apostle Paul. But there is also something. Remember, the key to the kingdom was given to Apostle Peter. On the day of Pentecost, Apostle Peter opened that key.
That's right.
And we had Jews.
So it's by the apostles.
Yeah, it was by the apostles. Now, remember again, when it was time for God to move over to the Gentiles, God even still started with Apostle Peter said before he now finalized with Apostle Paul.
Exactly.
In the house of Cornelius. Apostle Peter was one that said, Open the door for the Gentiles. So he used the ministry of the apostles.
That's right.
And not
prophets. Well, it's very clear, sir. And I love what Pastor Smart has said. The office of the Holy Ghost. So it's the Holy Ghost that uses men.
It's the Holy Ghost.
It's wrong to make any man...
To fit in the place of the Holy Ghost.
That's right.
And again, the church is already built. Like what Ephesians 2 verse 20 would say. He said, we are built upon the foundation of the apostles and the prophets. So the prophets, they've done that. God using Prophet Moses to spearhead what he started, being the leader. And others spoke from what they heard Moses.
From Moses to Malachi.
From Moses to Malachi, what he kept in. Now, in the Gentile church, he started with the apostles. So everything we are speaking, we are falling back
to
what the apostles have laid down. So if we want to make Brother Abraham a dispensational prophet, which means there is something new
he's bringing
that we now need to look into the light of the apostles. I'm on the Apostle Paul in the book of Galatians that if any man
preaches
any other thing that what is concluded in this very
let
scripture,
he said,
let him be accursed.
Oh, let's even
no, and you know the painful thing. Sometimes when I look at this thing, I picture Brother Abraham where he is now. He will be telling them, this is not what I taught you people.
Now.
This is not what I presented to you.
You
people are putting me in trouble here in heaven. I will see the angel coming to tell Brother Abraham, look at your people. I'm telling you, look at your people, the confusion they are doing here. He will say, this is not what I taught them.
Father Abraham, I didn't tell them
that. Well, that was very dangerous.
Wow.
Was very
okay, dangerous. Let's even believe that we want to, we want to apportion that word dispensation, you know, or inculcate it into ministries. Because there is something they would always use. Let's see Ephesians chapter 3. So we'll explain some of these things because they will say, come up with it. Ephesians chapter 3. Now, when you go to verse 2,
For if ye have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, which is giving me to you what?
Which is giving me to you what? That's so right. Now, somebody brought this up, and then they are trying to say, this Apostle Paul speaking here. So they will now want to make us to understand that the seven church age messengers are dispensational church messengers. Do you understand? Now, if you look at this scripture very well, that is not what it is actually speaking
of. That's not what
it is. Not the dispensation. Let's even read further.
If we even say so, if we even say that this dispensation, can we put any man in the place of Apostle
Paul? In addition to what Pastor Zoe just pointed out, let us see where Paul made this statement very clear in the book of Colossians 1:25.
Yeah.
Colossians chapter 1 verse 25.
I am made a minister according to the dispensation of God.
According to the dispensation.
The dispensation is God, not Paul.
Yes.
Is given to me for you to fulfill the word of God.
Hmm.
The word of God we know is Christ.
Sure.
And Christ has given Paul some portion. Look at what Jesus said. He said, I have so many things to tell you. He said, but you cannot bear it. Which means there are unfinished work Jesus didn't complete before he left. Yeah. And he gave it to the Holy Ghost to continue. And the Holy Ghost will use true men to make us understand this.
1 Corinthians 9:17 has just backed up what you're saying.
Okay.
1 Corinthians 9:17, for if I do this thing willingly, I have a reward.
Okay.
But if against my will, a dispensation of the gospel.
Of the gospel.
He's speaking only of the ministry. He's the ministry that God has given him within a period of time.
Which is the dispensation of the gospel, the dispensation of grace.
Grace.
Yes. Grace and truth came by Jesus.
Pastor Lumide, it means you also have a dispensation of the ministry given unto you.
So I'm a dispensational
prophet. Because you are a minister. Paul is saying here that
that dispensation made
him a minister because of us.
Yes. That's right.
To preach to the Gentiles. So is Brother Abraham preaching to the Gentiles, or he's bringing us back to what Paul has laid down?
That's right.
Okay, see something here in Ephesians chapter 1. Let's see something. The same thing on this dispensation. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 10.
Ephesians 1:10. That in the dispensation of the fullness of time.
Please speak those words, I beg you. In the dispensation of what?
Of the fullness of times.
Emphasis, fullness of times.
He might gather together in one all things in Christ.
He might gather together in one all things in Christ. In the dispensation of the fullness of time. The dispensation of the fullness of time that began from the death of the testator. And it will wind up until it is made complete in the millennium. The dispensation of the fullness of time. Then you now understand why Colossians chapter 1 verse 16 made this statement. The dispensation of the fullness of time. Everything is centered around the Lord Jesus Christ.
For by him were all things created that are in heaven and are in earth. Visible and invisible.
Uh-huh.
Whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him.
Verse 17.
And for him. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the
preeminence. Verse 19.
For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness
dwell. And having made peace, verse 20, through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself.
25.
By him, I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven. So you understand when he spoke of the dispensation of the fullness of time, that everything would make complete in him.
So let's look at 25. He says, I say, wherefore I am
made a minister
according to the dispensation of God, which is given to me
for you to fulfill the word of God.
So the dispensation is, is given to him to fulfill the work of God. It is a dispensation of grace.
That's right.
Not Paul.
God bless
not
you.
Not Paul.
Let's see that in this Ephesians. Ephesians 3. You just made the statement which I wanted to bring up. Just let's read this very verse with people at least who went to elementary school. Verse 2. He said, if you have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God. The dispensation is the grace of God.
The grace of God.
The dispensation.
Taking us back to John chapter 1, verse 7.
So everything we are doing, we are working on that dispensation of grace that came by the
Lord Jesus. Brother Abraham understood it. Let me show you something.
Okay, Pastor Zoe.
Even Brother Abraham understood. Somebody asked Brother Abraham this question in COD, page 861, question 214. Now, this is the question. Of course, you know the question is even an erroneous question, but we understand better. But this is my emphasis. Say, will the dispensation of grace be over after you open the seventh seal? Why I say it's erroneous, of course, we know that
he didn't open
the seventh seal.
Right.
But my emphasis is the first statement. Will the dispensation of grace be over? If somebody is asking him that question, remember, Brother Abraham was their teacher.
Mm.
So it means Brother Abraham must have taught them about the dispensation of grace. So Brother Abraham understood. And what was Brother Abraham's statement? I hope not.
Mm.
No, friends. And he began to go further.
Wow, thank you, sir. The case is set.
So only two dispensations.
Only the dispensation of law and the grace. Dispensation of grace. Pastor Smart is looking for another scripture.
You know, these people sometimes...
Let me read Hebrews chapter 1. Hebrews chapter 1. Yes, sir.
God, who at a sundry time in diverse manner spoke in time past unto the fathers by the prophets,
as in these last days spoken unto us by his son. It is clear.
So two dispensations.
Yeah, so in addition to what you've said now, so when we look at that dispensation of grace of God, we see Paul putting it to Titus in that Titus 2 verse 11. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation had appeared to all men.
Awesome.
So the dispensation of grace is what we are preaching.
Amen.
That's true.
Of what happened in the First Corinthians 15 when you look it down. So don't back it up. Hold on there. Ephesians 3 verse 3. You just go down there. So you see what Paul is saying in Ephesians 3 verse 3. He say, how that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery. What is the mystery? The mystery, just like how Pastor Zoe have said, how the Gentiles were grafted into the commonwealth of Israel.
Yeah.
So that is the grace of the dispensation we are talking about. So how are they bringing up a mortal man to spearhead a dispensational move? It's funny. I rest my case this.
Wow. Thank you so much, sir. Well, time will fail us to continue. We've said so much, and I trust you'll be blessed by the presence of this great man of God. All this is to let you know that we know where we are standing. Like Pastor Zoe said and Pastor Smart and Evangelist Chinedu, when at first they heard these corrections from the pastor, you know, it struck them and they were like, what's going on? But they confirmed it when they saw it in the scriptures and were convinced by the Spirit of God in them that this is the truth. That's why they are bold to come and let you know. They are not OES members. They've seen the truth. They can prove it. And that is why we just had to hear their testimonies. Thank God. And I joined the Bride of Christ to appreciate God for the presence of our pastors. They blessed us with their beautiful comments. And I trust that you can see that we are on the right track. We can prove everything by the scripture. We are not following cunningly devised fables, but we are following the word of God. Until we meet again, keep watching The Bride TV. Shalom and God bless you.